one game down, 3 points in the bag.
Yeah, one game down, 32 to go. You know, and I think that's the main thing. Like, of course, listen, it's a great start, maybe a bit unexpected, but with 32 games to go, and we're going to have the very, very difficult days probably starting next Friday in Oriel Park. But it's a start and nothing more than that. We need to accumulate and try to accumulate enough points to stay in this division, and that most certainly would be easier said than done.
Yeah, and when you sum that game up, Ollie, it was a real battle for much of the contest, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, it'd be fair to Derry, they should have been ahead. I thought they had two great chances to go 1-0 up. Had they gone ahead, I think it might have been a much more difficult game for us. When we did score from a free kick, it gave us something to hang on to. And, you know, I mean, look, without doubt, Derry technically are ahead of us with the way they pass the ball and move the ball around. But it's not all about that, you know. And you know, to be fair to the lads that are there, they dug in. And that's one thing. They have a huge amount of pride, you know. And when it goes into a battle, I fancy our chances. But to make it a battle, we ran our luck a little bit to get it to that.
Yeah. And two of your new guys on the mark tonight.
Yeah, David and Ryan there. Look, yeah, that, you know, we struggled to score maybe a huge amount of goals in certain areas, but that's only one game. You know, like, Ryan has a long way to go. He's only a kid, but a good kid. He wants to be here, and he's you know, he fits in with the right attitude, but he's a long, long way to go.
And tell me, the conditions tonight, Ollie, particularly the pitch there at Finn Park tonight, that was a real leveller.
Yeah, but credit to the fact that it was playable, the fact that the game went ahead, which is massive to us. Yeah, it was a battle, but it's a battle for both sides. You know, I thought Terry knocked the ball around quite well, even in those conditions, and they got plenty of width, even when they made the two substitutions there with, you know, the two wide players who came on caused us bother, especially Curtis coming in from the left-hand side, and they were fit to pass the ball on it. To their credit, they didn't stop playing, and I was just thankful that the Rory Parsons goal came, you know, in injury time. Had it come earlier, there might have been a different end of it.
Yeah, there were still a few minutes to go, Ollie. Were you beginning to worry at that stage?
Look, it was once their backs to the wall stuff, but they had most of the possession. The build-up play was very, very good. Of course, we had something to hang on to, and we were trying to get men in behind the ball to try and prevent them, you know, playing through us, which we did to a fair extent, except for Rory's goal that we lost a header in the middle of the field and like a flash he was in. Yeah, of course, we're thankful for the final whistle to go. But look, it's one game out of 33. It's a bloody marathon, and you know, it's a start. We're going to have difficult days. Probably starting next Friday up in Oriel Park, you know. And look, it's 3 points on the board. We need a hell of a lot more to try and stay in this division. But look, we'll worry about that tomorrow.
Okay, can I ask you just about Sean Houston? First game back with the club, he only lasted 18 minutes because of injury, so that was a disappointing night for him, I'm sure.
Yeah, Sean's a good lad. He's very important to us, you know, physically and technically. He's a good player. He's played in the Premier Division, and he's, you know, to me, he's at the standard that we want. He has a bad track record with injuries, unfortunately, and he damaged his hamstring there. We had to take him off very, very quickly before he did more damage to it. Look, I don't know what length of time it's going to take. He'll be seen to in the morning, and we'll make whatever progress that has to be made with him in the next couple of weeks, but probably he'll be out for a number of weeks, which is a huge loss.